The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. We're on the bench with you. 844-843-6879. Indiana is up 10 with 59 seconds left in Iowa City. How about this one? Arizona's losing by 5 at Tempe against Arizona State, Bobby Hurley's team, with 3:18 left. There's another one I didn't see happening that way, Carver High. Arizona's flat out better than Arizona State. That's all there is to it. You get a rivalry game, though. They go across the street to Tempe, and they're losing. So that's crazy. Iowa with a steal and a bucket. Now they're down 8 with 52 seconds left. Don't tell me you're going to implode and lose this game. You just cannot implode. You just cannot implode. Foul. Go to the line. They're just hacking the hell out of Indiana. Utah up at Washington State in Pullman, 43-26 at the half. That game's over, it looks like, anyway. San Francisco leads Santa Clara by 2 at the half. And then games today, Buffalo I hit. They beat Eastern Michigan 92-77. New Mexico I hit 67-51 over San Jose State. I had Miami of Ohio on the spread, 96-77. They beat Bowling Green. I hit Akron on the money line. Penn State to win over Rutgers, 75-67. I got burned on Wichita State. They got whacked at Memphis by 20. What is that about? Here you go. Belmont, 79-66 over Eastern Illinois. They pushed at 13. St. Mary's and Loyola Marymount. Remember, it was 2.5. They beat them by 4. I had St. Mary's to win and Loyola to cover the 2.5. So at least St. Mary's won. Close game. I knew that was going to be a great game and close. Montana beat Sacramento State. I got that wrong, but I hit Montana State laying 5 to Northern Arizona. I hit Jacksonville State spread, 85-82. They beat Murray State on the road. I hit Austin Peay to win in Tennessee Tech spread, getting 11.5. They lost by 3. I hit UCLA to win, Cal plus 9. BYU on a money line, 95-67 over Portland. Portland was getting 22. They didn't cover the number. I hit Pepperdine minus 1.5 against Pacific. And that was my number 2 play. USC Stanford got postponed. The only game left, Utah State and Colorado State starting after this Indiana game. 10-point lead. Iowa free throw makes it 9. 43 seconds left. Indiana holding on to a 9-point lead over Iowa. And then I'm watching as well the NBA. There's 2 games going on, Carver High. I know you're excited. The one is the Knicks up 52-50. On the Warriors, who seldom come out to play. 3 minutes left in the second. And then also 7 left in the second. The Pelicans are leading the Jazz by 6. Meanwhile, they lost by 18 to them the other night. Now they're winning. Go figure. You know, that's the thing with these back-to-back games that they're playing now in the NHL and NBA. You know what I mean, Carver? They play the same team every two nights. And do you think it's changing betting? Like one night you're taking the Canucks, the next night you take the Canadians or whatever. They flip-flop, right? The games, they play the same team in the same building. How about Vegas? They played Arizona twice in Vegas. Now they're going to play them twice in the desert. It's unbelievable. We welcome in our radio affiliates. What up, SiriusXM 204? Spread the love. Pharrell's back on Sirius. Check out. Ooh, check out. Ooh. Sports Grid Radio Network on channel 204. Check it out. Mightier 1090 in San Diego. What up, SoCali? So Pharrelli. Great station out in San Diego. 1090 rules. And then Sports Map Radio Network and Sports Byline USA and Armed Forces Radio. What's happening tonight? We love you on the bench. I'm Pharrell with Carver High. So,
I agree with you. Yes, anyway. I think it has changed how you want to bet these teams. And I've been keeping good track of it in the NHL. And for the most part, the second night, you're seeing the team that loses night one win on night number two.
Night two.
It's kind of been that way. Now we have seen a couple sweeps. You know, Winnipeg ended up taking both from Ottawa. They beat Ottawa down tonight. Ottawa had no shot. I think that Montreal is going to split here with Vancouver tonight. They're up 3-2. They got two shorthanded goals tonight. Toffoli with another pair after last night's big night. Toffoli just beating up the Canucks here out in Vancouver. But I don't know what's going on with Colorado yet. I know they're on the second of a back-to-back.
They're up 2-0. They're up 2-0 on the Kings at the start of the second period. And then the Canadiens is 3-2. They lead with six left in the second. The Bruins won for me. They beat the Flyers 5-4 in a shootout. Islanders were my number one play. Bruins my number three play. Islanders win 4-1. Lightning win for me. They were my number four pick. They won 3-2 in overtime over the Jackets. Screw Tortorella. And the Jets beat the Senators. I went with the Senators tonight. But I'm hot on everything else. I hit the Bruins, Islanders, Lightning. I got the Canadiens and Avs going. They're both winning. And I got the Senators wrong. So tell me about your Islander win tonight over the Devils. I watched about a period of it, and they were, you know, I saw the Barzal goal, and they were up 1, and then they were up 2-1, and then 3-4-1. They win 4-1. What happened?
Yeah, Barzy was dominant. Really like a rocking chair game, Scotty. They had a lead early, and they held it the whole way. Not a lot of work for Varley. Good night for the Isles.
Indiana 80-69, 24 seconds left. They're going to win in Iowa City. When we come back, we'll hear Bills, Chiefs, locker room hype on a bench. You got to be kidding me. I'm sitting there 1 minute. I'm telling you it's 3-2 Canadians. And then you're telling me 3 minutes later, they're up 6-2. This is crazy. Look at this scoring. They were up 3-2 on the Toffoli shorty at 1:13 of the second. And then Anderson 4-2 at 14:56. And then 10 seconds later, Evans. And then a minute and a half later, Armia, I don't even know his name, 6-2 Canadians. Put that one in the bag. I'm riding it tonight, Carver High. All I need is the Avs up 2-1 now. Kings scored. After I told you it was 2-0, they've scored. You had Rantanen and McKinnon on the power play, his second, and then your boy Toothless Drew Doughty scores on the power play to make it 2-1 LA. Have you ever seen anything like how that guy aged playing in the NHL when he came into the league, and then look at him all these years later? What has he played? Probably 10 years in the league, maybe 8, something like that. I mean, I'd love to know exactly how many years he's played, because, I mean, when he came into the league, he looked like a kid, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and now he looks like he's got 5,000 scars on his face. All his teeth are gone. Half of his hair is gone. I mean, that guy, he looks like he got just absolutely dragged by a truck. Have you ever seen anything like it, Carver High?
No, he is definitely very used up. I mean, let's be fair. Very, very used up when you look at him. He's 31 years old, Scotty. 31 years old. That's wild. Now, you got to also remember, he came into the league when he was, you know, 19, 18, 19, because he was such a high pick. So he's been in the league over 10 years, but he's still 31. That's extremely young, but he don't look 31. That's for sure.
What'd he win? Two cups?
Two cups, yes. Two cups with the King.
All right, let's this is very exciting. I remember those L.A. King Cup teams. They were pretty good. There's no doubt about it. Who's the only guy left standing on that team? Jeff Carter and Doughty, right?
I think Dustin Brown's still there as well. They have very few guys. They have a couple guys held over, but not many. And who else? What's your name? The best Kopitar, the best guy on the team.
Isn't your boy Dustin Brown shot? Like, he doesn't matter anymore, does he?
No, he stinks. He's washed. He's got nothing left.
Washed. All right, let's talk about the Bills and Chiefs. I know you got some locker room fodder for me, Carver High.
Yes, I think that we should start with the quarterback. Of course, Scotty, the great number 17, right. Josh Allen. He says the only thing that matters on Sunday is scoring more points than the Chiefs. What a revelation here from Josh Allen.
Well, the pressure is you win the game, you got to score more than them. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
They do such a good job of moving the ball and scoring, and it could be two plays over the top, or it could be a 15-play drive where, you know, Patrick's just finding his outlets and they're using their RPOs. And, you know, I've watched enough games of them this year, just as a spectator at home on the couch while they're playing on Monday night or Sunday night, whatever the case is. And they play really good football. It's a team that seems like they really care about each other too. And they've, like I said, they've been in this situation before. So, you know, their sights are the same as ours, and one team's going to win, one team's going to go home. So, we got to do everything in our power to make sure that we're the team surviving.
I mean, that was like the worst soundbite ever. That was just the worst interview answer ever. I mean, it was like, I mean, that was as low as it gets. That was cliche city right there. Like, we got to score more points than them. One team's going to win. One team's going to lose. Like, oh my God, dude, someone's got to work with him on not sounding like such a D.
Yeah, but I think, and we're at this point too, like when you get down to this, there's two games left. You know, we're even like, let's play the game. Like, let's go. And I think the players get into that mindset too. You know, it's extra media because you're this deep into the playoffs. You're used to talking once a week. Every day they want to hear the same things over and over and over. And it can probably get to the point where they're just, you know, just saying the same textbook stuff over and over again.
Is he married or anything, or is he just like tagging chicks left?
Nah, dude. That, I mean, come on. We're talking about, we're talking about a 24-year-old kid, in his prime. I'm sure he's got something cooking, but he ain't married to no. Not like right, Patrick
so
Mahomes got married already.
I'm gonna be an interview. I'm gonna be the reporter. I'm gonna be Pharrell, and you're gonna be Josh Allen. All right. So we're gonna redo this interview because that interview that answer was so bad that it's unacceptable.
I agree.
Now we're gonna do it the right way. You're gonna be the quarterback. I'm gonna be Pharrell. All right. We're in the locker room here. This is your fifth presser of the week leading up to the AFC title game. There's more responsibility with the media. Daily interview. You got to give. Let's say 10 minutes on the dais, and you walk in, you sit down, you're the star young quarterback for the Bills, and then the first guy that comes on the air during the press conference from the media side with a microphone is Pharrell. State your name and who you're with. I'm Pharrell from Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio Network on Sirius XM 204 and Mightier 1090 in San Diego. Josh, how much ass are you getting now that you've gotten so fantastic at being the quarterback of the Bills? Are you getting just tremendous amounts of leg? Because at your age, I would have already converted like 15 chicks and probably 5 cheerleaders.
Well, you know, Scott, that's a great question. I'm glad that you asked it. I've been asked that a lot this week. I'm just trying to stick to the process. I'm trying to do whatever I can. When those situations come my way, I always want to make sure I take advantage of them. Just like scoring touchdowns, Scott, I'm trying to score on the other side of the field as well. So I'm glad you asked it. And yes, I'm going to try my hardest this week.
A follow-up question. Thank you, Josh. Do you think you're considering getting a ice mouth like LaMelo Ball?
I live in Buffalo. I don't need an ice mouth. I live here. That's it.
You're not gonna bling out your teeth?
No, too cold in Buffalo for that. Too cold.
You think LaMelo looks good with his all blinged out?
LaMelo looks great. I'm very proud of him. He's doing a good thing. But I'm perfectly fine where I'm at.
One overtime question, Josh. Do you think that if you beat Patrick Mahomes on Sunday, that you deserve a $500 million contract?
I do. I deserve the $500 million contract, and Carver High deserves his ribs from the LTN crew in Kansas City. I know all about that too, Mr. Farreau.
So the other day on Coast to Coast, my TV show, I was making fun of your head coach. Hold on, let me ask a question really quick. Hey, Carver High, who did I say Sean McDermott looked like? Who did I say he looked like? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
God, it was so perfect, though. God.
I don't remember. It's an awful job by me. We say a lot of things on Coast to Coast.
But it was funny when I said it because he looked like...
It was funny.
Oh, God. Remember he was bald and he was sitting there?
Yes. Sitting in the hostage room.
A great line. Yeah. But I just ruined everything by not remembering. That was just a huge car crash right there. Hey, Josh, do you think your coach looks like Telly Savalas? Telly Savalas.
Kojak.
Anyway, you know what I watched tonight? I watched the last show again of Letterman when he had Foo Fighters on there and they played Everlong. All those clips of Letterman's career are so kick-ass. All right, Farreau on the bench. We'll go back in the locker room and make fools of ourselves. After I talked to my boy Billy Huber, Sports Illustrated's Packer Central, back on the bench in the biggest way possible, waxing up on the mahogany. How you doing, Billy?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. So, listen, I got to tell you, here's the deal. Carver High has already said multiple times this week that the Bucks are going to beat the Packers at Lambeau and that Aaron Rodgers has no chance against Tom Brady in a big game for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Can't bet against Tom Brady. And this guy, he also says the Bills are going to beat the Chiefs and that the Bills are going to go down 30 years later after the Norwood miss at Tampa, going to go down and exercise all the demons. One, Norwood's miss. Two, Tom Brady's utter sexual dominance over them for 20 years in the AFC East. So he said they're going to go just clean house and get rid of all the cobwebs. And he said that we're having you on tonight so you can understand how easily this is what he said, how easily the Bucks are going to beat the Packers. And I'm over here like this, Billy. I'm on your side. I think the Packers win. Going away. No one's stopping Aaron Rodgers. 30 a week, automatic.
It's going to be a great game. I understand. I mean, it's easy to pick the Patriots over the Patriots. Good God, Brady's in the Buccaneers. I got to remind myself. It's easy to pick the Buccaneers to win this game. Their offense is great. Their defense is great. They've won, what, 5-6 in a row. It is Tom Brady who's won more Super Bowls than anybody on earth. I, for some reason, I'm going to pick the Packers anyway. And frankly, I couldn't tell you why. If you were to force me, why are you going to pick the Packers? Beats me. I'm going to pick them, though.
Yeah, because you're going to pick Aaron Rodgers. And I think, you know, it is amazing to me. We said today and yesterday, 2 days in a row, we said this, actually, that Tom Brady, because we've had him on the show twice in a row, 2 days in a row, we had, you know, clips of him talking. And we noticed that on Wednesday, he looked 26. And today, Carver High said he looked more leaning toward 25 years old. And then I asked him how old I looked, and he said 70. And I'm 55, double nickels, and he said I look 70. And then just before you came on, he said Huber looks like he's 63 easy.
Seriously,
this guy,
he's right.
This guy's getting so cocky.
It's true.
Can you believe it, Bill?
I need Tom Brady's hair product. I mean, without question. A, he's got a lot of hair for his age, and B, it's an unnatural color. My hair is sitting and it's turning white. Like,
I know, but does he not look young to you? He does not look 43. That guy looks like he's literally 32 years old. You can't even deny it.
Yeah, my wife said the same thing post-game of the Saints game. And she goes, you know, because she's an astute fan, does he color his hair, do you think? That's what she says to me. Like, probably.
You know what my wife said?
Seriously, the guy is absolutely amazing, though. Drew Brees, who's, a year younger than Brady? I mean, he's washed up. I mean, he can't throw the ball a lick. Tom Brady could play till he's 50. The guy, what he's doing is absolutely remarkable. I don't want to say he's at the height of his game yet, but he plays as good as he looks, age-wise.
My wife said she wanted to sleep with him and have a baby with him. Meanwhile, she's my age. She said she still wanted to have babies with Tom Brady. She said she could convert it into money. She said, if I could just sleep with him a couple times, I'll have a baby, and then I'll make all kinds of money with those loins and those jeans. So now, I mean, isn't that great that my wife just comes right out with it? And anyone sexy at all, Bill, like a player like Tom Brady or, you know, musicians, whoever, actors, anyone that's whatever, famous otherwise, that she deems good looking, she'll just come right out with it and tell me she wants to sleep with him. Imagine having to live with that.
It's like my sister-in-law with Clay Matthews and Sting. I don't understand either one, but that's, hey, honesty is the best policy.
Clay Matthews she wants to sleep with?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said to me, that guy with the long hair?
Well, hey, I can't get in the head of my sister-in-law. That's, it's been mentioned.
So
that's back when he was at the height of his powers. I guess maybe it's changed now that he's retired and all. But I haven't had that conversation in a while.
Sting is like, kind of sexy. His songs, he's good.
He's a good singer.
I'd probably rather sleep with him than like Bruce Springsteen if I were her. You know what I mean? Sting's kind of good looking, I guess. So do you think?
Okay, I could. I tell you what, I am so out of loop. If he could walk into the room right now, I would say, "Well, who are you?" I would literally have no idea.
That's a problem, Bill. Do you do you think
been a long day?
Yeah, it is. It sounds like it, Bill. Do you think that the Packers defense can stop Brady?
Well, I just wrote a story about it a few minutes ago and published it before I got in the. Before I came on the air, it's a great question. Mike Pettine, he's lost his last eight games against Brady. And, you know, last time he beat him was in 2010 playoffs when Pettine ran the Jets defense and Brady was the MVP. I mean, it's a long time ago, and Brady's beaten everybody, so it's not really a Mike Pettine problem. I don't know. Brady didn't look super good against the Saints. I realize the Saints defense is really good. Jair Alexander's a great corner, but the problem with facing the Buccaneers, they've got so many weapons. I mean, Mike Evans is great. Chris Godwin's a hell of a receiver. You know, Antonio Brown can still play. Gronk can still play. They got two running backs. He's got so many guys at his disposal. You know, Green Bay's got one really good corner. They got a pretty good one in Kevin King. But I don't know if they have enough guys to match up with all those guys. I think the Buccaneers have the superior firepower. I would think that certainly gives Brady an edge most weeks.
You know, two guys I'd worry about is Fournette and Brate, the other tight end. He's been throwing to Brate more than Gronkowski, and he's been dumping it off underneath to Fournette now every week for this run they've been on. That guy's been catching the ball and running over people.
Yeah, he's you know, when the Jaguars got rid of him, you know, it's like, why? I mean, not only was he a 1,000-yard rusher, but, I mean, he was catching 60, 70, 80 passes a year. I mean, he's a totally underrated two-way running back and a cold day at Lambeau Field, 230 pounds of Leonard Fournette. That would be an inviting option if I'm Bruce Arians.
So, Bill, what's the weather supposed to be like on Sunday?
High 20s, chance for a couple inches of snow. I do think that works in Green Bay's favor. I realize that Brady's played a lot in the cold, but the rest of those guys have not. It's just different. You know, a 30-degree day in January feels a lot different than a 30-degree day in November if you're a Wisconsin person. I can't imagine being a Florida guy where it's going to be like 78 on Sunday and it's going to be 28. That's tough. The field's going to be a little slick. The field will slow down that team speed, and the team speeds will kill Green Bay that first game. I do think the weather works in their advantage. It's not going to win the game for them, but I do think it helps.
When you move down to Florida or whatever, I've experienced this. I've lived there. Your blood thins out, right? So then when you go back north into the cold snow, you freeze your ass off. So he played 20 years in New England, in Boston, which is as cold as it gets in the country, the Northeast up in Boston. It's just horrific. It's way worse than New York City up in Boston. It really is. I'd say, 8 to 10 degrees difference and way more snow, just the way things line up, the way these weather systems go. And I think that, he sold his condo in Manhattan. He moved down to Florida, bought a mansion. He's laying at the pool all day. He looks like he's 26 years old. He's got a supermodel wife. I think he's going to freeze his ass off, too. I think his blood's thinned out, and he's now going to be a frozen muffin out there, just like everybody else. He's going to freeze his ass off. He's going to be standing there like an icicle, and Aaron Rodgers is going to put 35 on his ass. How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly the hope for the Packers, that the weather does swing things their direction. You know, it's not going to be a bad day by our standards, but, again, I think – you watch that first game where, Devin White and Levante David, and they were just so quick in the backfield. Green Bay couldn't get anything going. I do think the field kind of equalizes things because it's not going to be September footing. It's going to be a little bit slick, and I think that works in Green Bay's favor just because they're used to it.
I hope there's 2 inches of snow, and I hope that it's freezing cold and windy and that the Buccaneers – can't get out of their own way. And then I hope someone starts a snowball fight and starts pelting them with snowballs on their sideline. That's what I'm hoping for. Carver High, on the other hand, he's rooting for the Bucs against your Packers, and he's certainly a communist, and he's rooting for the Bills over the Super Bowl champion Patrick Mahomes-led Chiefs. It's unbelievable what's happening. Everyone's going against us, Bill. It's highly unfortunate. Listen, you can check out Bill's stuff at SI's Packers Central. Always good to have you on the bench, Bill. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Let's go Packers.
Sounds good. I wouldn't mind covering a Super Bowl. It's been a decade, and Laura only knows I'll get to see another one. So I wouldn't mind seeing. What about a trip to Tampa? It sounds nice.
Yeah, the last one you were in, you beat my Steelers. Screw you, Bill. Anyway, if you get
stuck
down
with
the Super Bowl,
we'll
get you back
too,
on.
So I deserve better than that.
Right. We'll get you on the TV and radio shows when the Packers win on Sunday. Good talking to you, brother.
Take care. I appreciate it.
All right, Billy Huber up in frozen Green Bay, getting ready for a snowball fight with Tom Brady on Sunday, and he's going to steal his wife. Utah State in trouble in the first half. Colorado State's beating them by 6, 27-21. 5.5 left. Now they're down 4 after hitting a baseline J. They're playing in Logan. So this is a decent game brewing right here. Big upset tonight. Indiana beat number 4, Iowa, 81-69. Iowa's third loss on the season. Indiana's 9th win and the first big win that I can remember for Archie Miller at Indiana. And I'm watching the Knicks and Warriors as well. 68-63 Knicks, 7:20 left in the third. And then the Pelicans lead the Jazz early in the second half, 74-73, second half underway, third quarter. And then hockey, it's 6-2 still, Canadians on the Canucks, the Avs and Kings after 2, tied at 2s now, Carver High. The Kings got back in it. One other note, they're playing the American Express PGA event in La Quinta, California, at the TPC Stadium, of course, at PGA West. So I used to call it the Bob Hope Mafia Classic because it used to be the Bob Hope Invitational, whatever, and they played it in many places. But over the years, it ended up down in, Palm Springs. And I've actually played in the Bob Hope Classic. I got to play in it 1 year. And when I lived in Huntington Beach and lived in California, I played every day. I played 5 or 6 days a week golf. That was all I did was golf and surf. And I was a 6 handicap, and I shot a 76 the day I played in the Pro-Am at the Bob Hope Mafia Classic. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And God is my witness. And I actually had a guy in my group, a good friend of mine, that played with me. And it was just the greatest round ever. I've never had a better round in my life, to be honest with you. 76 is my low water mark. But I did it at the Bob Hope down in La Quinta. And it is just the greatest place, in my opinion. Like, I think two of the coolest places I've ever, golfed out, like, just freaked out golfing on, like, golf vacations was always Palm Springs and at PGA West, La Quinta, and all the courses down there. They're amazing. And then the other one is Cabo San Lucas. There's just so much great golf in Cabo. I mean, there must be 30 golf courses. It is just the most exotic golf, and all the golf courses are meticulous, and they overlook the ocean. It's just crazy. And then, I mean, if you hit it 10 yards right of the fairway, you're doomed. I mean, you're talking rocks and rattlesnakes. I mean, it is no joke. And, I mean, you hit the ball in those rocks and out of that fairway, you don't go near it. I won't even go in there looking for a ball. I mean, literally, that's how crazy it is. Same in the desert down in Palm Springs. I don't go anywhere near them rocks, bro. You go looking for a golf ball, you'll find something, all right. Copperhead or a rattlesnake snapping a chunk out of your leg. All right. By the way, I was just saying that they're playing in that thing. Not that it matters. Big leaderboard. Brandon Hagee, Byung-Hun An, Si-Woo Kim, who? Marty Laird, and Max Homa on the leaderboard. You know it's a bad tournament when you don't know one of the players.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Is anybody playing this week? I mean, that's the leaderboard? I mean, come on.
That's the leaderboard.
Please, please.
That's how bad it is.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
All right, let's go back into the locker room here. And we never really got to go to the Chiefs side and listen to any of the wisdom from the players after that great Josh Allen interview where he talked about, one team's going to score more than the other and one team's going to go home and the other team's going on. Like, oh, God, that was the worst soundbite ever.
Well, here you wanted that one. Here's your boy Andy Reid giving you the daily update, Scotty, on Patrick Mahomes because nobody's allowed to go near him. He's taking snaps and throwing footballs, but you can't touch him. But here's his update on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, so Pat looked good out there. He did a nice job when he was doing it, and looks like he's moving around well. He feels good. So it's just important that we follow the protocol, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. That's what we need to know every day. We need to know exactly the update of Patrick's protocol guidelines. As long as you're following those protocols, here's what's going to happen, Dr. Zhivago. He's going to play on Sunday. That's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to roll that guy out there if he's half dead. You know that's true, Carver High.
Oh, I know that's true. He's playing on Sunday. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about it. Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the field. I don't know how, you know, with the foot. Should be more worried about the toe and his mobility, because he moved around a lot in the first game against the Bills. A lot of plays they made were from him being very mobile. So I'm not sure if he's going to have that this time around. We actually, Scotty, got to hear from Eric Bieniemy today. As we know, he's been passed down now for every single job. I mean, nobody's hiring the guy. Maybe he'll get this Houston job. But he does want to let you know, Scotty, that he's not going to let being passed over again bother him. This does not bother him, Scotty. Here's Eric Bieniemy.
Here's the thing. It's always good to be mentioned and having an opportunity to pursue your dreams. And obviously, yes, I do want to be a head coach. But when it's all said and done with, my job is to make sure everything that we're doing right now is not to take away from the goals that we're trying to accomplish. The only thing that matters today, we got better. Okay, today we had an opportunity to make sure we can take care of situational football as far as short yardage, goal line, and our third down situations. So now it's time for us to go back in and chop wood, watch this tape, and get ready for the next day. We want to make sure that we're getting our guys ready to make sure they can take care of business on Sunday. My own personal business, when all that's time to take care of itself, that will take care of itself.
Let me ask you a question, Coach, just forgive me if this is out of line, but how many cords of wood do you typically cut in a day?
There you go.
There you go, Coach. I know you're busy out there swinging that axe.
There you go.
So there you go. What a guy, cutting wood. There you go. So, you know, I guess my question to you is, Coach Carver, do you guys plan to try to ring Mahomes up? I mean, you got to, like where I come from, you know, the guy's got a bad toe. You got a bum concussion protocol week of, you know, he looked like Dizzy Dean out there trying to get up off of the turf. Didn't know where he was. I mean, Coach, are you going to try to, you know, how should I put it, kill him? Because, Buffalo, I try to ring him up.
You got to put pressure on him. You got to go after him. You've got to hit him. You've got to make him feel uncomfortable, make him try to move around. I think that absolutely is the game plan. And look, the Bills are getting some guys that they didn't have the last time he played him. This game was 3 months ago. It's just like the Packer-Buck game. It was so long ago. Who cares, honestly? Who cares about either of these two games that happened 3 months ago? But I think the Bills pressure him. I think they go to hit him. And I think they're going to have a slightly different approach than what they had the first time they played him.
That's exactly how you think that, like, Tampa got their ass beat by the Saints twice 3 months ago, and then they beat their ass. So I don't think either of those games matter, the Green Bay trip to Tampa or the Buffalo trip to Arrowhead. I mean, do you think it benefits you that you're going back? Oh, the game was in the B-Lo.
No, the game was in
now
Buffalo,
you're going to Arrowhead
yeah.
for the first time.
Yeah,
they
first game was
down
in Buffalo.
Your throats. They're not going to run it down your throat on Sunday because they're going with their third stringer.
No, yeah, the Bills let them run last time. They basically dropped everybody back into coverage and said, we're not going to let you throw the football. And Edwards-Helaire ran for like a $1.60. Mahomes was running all over the place. They let them run, and they didn't have their run stoppers there that night. You know, Milano didn't play. Edmonds was banged up. So the Bills are full strength. I've heard, you know, Dr. Chow say it all week. They're the healthiest team left in the playoffs. He'll probably tell you that on Coast to Coast tomorrow as well. Bills are ready to go. They have all their guys. They need to go and go after Mahomes and play tight coverage. White's going to be healthy. He wasn't the first time. He'll be all over Tyreek Hill. That's it.
And the Chiefs are crippled. All right, so let's go in that other locker room. What do you got for me on the Bucks and Packers? You got anything exciting there?
Yeah, I think we need to hear from Gronk because Gronk's always entertaining, no matter what. And he says that coming back to the NFL this year, Scotty? Oh, it's been so worth it, Gronk says.
It has matched a lot of hopes, you know, that I had coming here big time. I mean, you know, it's just so hard to win football games in the NFL, you know, just week in and week out. It's just hard to win games. And just, you know, the main goal, obviously, is always to make it to the Super Bowl. But it's hard. It's one of the hardest things to do out there in the sports world. And you got to put work in week in and week out. And, you know, my expectations just coming in were just to work hard week in, week out, and just, you know, give the best I could every single week, no matter what I had, just give it my all.
Let me ask you a question, Gronk. Pharrell here from Sports Grid. Have you ever had a chance to really go down to Tampa and hit all the great strip clubs they have down there?
Al, here's to the Sunshine State.
Right, yeah.
Here's to all that gorgeous in FLA.
Oh, God. Gronk talking dirty about the strip club scene down in Tampa. That's going to be fantastic for him. Mons Venus. Go to just incredible Burns Steakhouse. It's all happening in Tampa. All right, so do you have anything from the Green Bay side in that locker room? This is craziness.
Yeah, I believe that we do. Let's see who we have from that game. How about Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach? Once again, all he talks about all week is Tom Brady. Everybody loves Tom, TB12. It never ends.
Well, I think every game plan's a little bit different, but certainly he's got such a great feel. So he knows when to get the ball out. If whether you're rushing four or five, it doesn't matter. If he feels that rush, he gets the ball out of his hands. And conversely, if you're rushing four and you're not hitting home, he'll hold the ball as long as he needs to allow people to get open. So that's just one of those things that I don't think it's tough to coach. Some guys have great feel in the pocket, and that's a tremendous luxury when you have a guy like that.
Coach, now that you've beaten your best friend, Sean McVay, and, you know, he was the, you know, everyone's favorite student in the class. He was the genius, and everybody else was a court jester or a class clown. Now that you've beaten him, has anyone told you, like, you know, your wife or anyone else, that you're a genius now? And, you know, you beat the genius, so you got to have stolen the genius moniker from him, haven't you?
Big time, you know, genius. Big time genius. No.
Thank you. Thank you, coach. He's a big time genius now. There's a lot of geniuses in the NFL. Did you see the Eagles hired the legendary guitarist Joe Satriani to be their head coach today? Unbelievable. I thought that guy was dead. I don't even know if he is, bro. All right, Carver High, the Cavaliers traded that Kevin Porter Jr. meltdown guy to the Rockets for a protected second round pick. Of course, this guy's had it all. Accused of punching a woman allegedly in August. Arrested on suspicion of possession of a weapon and marijuana. They had all those charges dropped. Blah, blah, blah. Then he had an outburst like a week ago at his locker. They moved his locker to make room for Jared Allen. And he went Calypso Bay and lost his shack. And then they traded his ass. They just got rid of him. Funny thing is, he's going to go to Houston where he's going to be a backup. I mean, that's just all there is to it. He was averaging 10 and got up to 14 points a game. And then everybody got excited about him in Cleveland. Then he started turning into a freak.
He's
in this backcourt with, he's in the backcourt with guys like Mason Jones, Ben McLemore, and Daniel House for, you know, Burn.
House, so he's and not McLemore. I mean, honestly.
I mean,
how could you not get burned with that crew? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, Wall and Oladipo are going to be the guys playing. And then House, I'll tell you what, I think House and McLemore are both better than Kevin Porter Jr. But that's where he's going. He got traded tonight. And it is what it is. So what are you going to do? I have a question for you really quick. You know, when you travel now, like if you were to like go to Florida or California or something like that, if you flew in the country, in the U.S., do you have to quarantine when you go there or when you come back? What's the deal? Like that 10-day quarantine, like who needs that?
I really have not dove into the travel restrictions or the rules, you should say, because I can't even barely go around the corner to get a soda. So, no, I don't really know what happens when you fly anywhere, man.
All right, Washington will promote Jennifer King to a full-time offensive assistant coach in the NFL. That is a huge deal right there. I'm watching the Knicks. They're up 89-76 on the Warriors at the start of the fourth. Sports Rage is next. I'll see you tomorrow on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East. Peace.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.